At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face on a Friday. I'll get my DJ voice. 11:03, 11:04, Lincoln time. DP, Jake Bachhoven. Take you through the next 2 hours under the full disclaimer. We honor the Gump family motto. One-on-one is like a box of chocolates. You're never quite sure what you're going to get. You're never quite sure where the conversation is going to go, what rabbit hole will go down, but we most certainly will go down a rabbit hole or two. Over the course of the next 2 hours, this first hour of Bach, who brings us this first hour?
Yes, hour one is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
We thank them for what they do. The starter Hammond text line, 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can. Text in, hit us with a what's up, and we'll include you in the conversation. I promise. Those are my rules, and I agree to them. I adhere to them. Hit us with a what's up, and we'll include you in. Shout out who you need to shout out. Celebrate what you're celebrating. If you have good news on a Friday, share it on the text line. If you're going to do something cool this weekend, if you're going to a Husker red and white game, let me know. If you're going to the Fan Fest, let me know. If you're going to see women's soccer on a Friday at Hibner, let me know. Let me know. Be around it. There's a fundraiser tomorrow. Dress to Impress. We know that that's going to happen at Robert's Cave tomorrow, 3:30 to 9. Let me know what you're doing in Lincoln on a beautiful weekend. It's supposed to be 90-ish today, 83, 84-ish tomorrow as well. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube X, Allo Channel 961 as well. Download the Ticket app, please, so that we can go where you go. Take us wherever you're headed so we can spend that time together. Greatly appreciate it. Bach, a couple of things over the course of the hour that we want to talk about. Of course, it's the NFL preseason. It is Husker training camp, and depth charts are the conversation. There's always people that want to throw depth charts into the conversation. And I just always said it. I used to say it as a coach that, you know, when people ask, you know, who's where on the depth chart? And my answer was always today. Because the answer was never the same on consecutive days. It was never the same. It was never the same. And that's part of the point of training camp. If you go to training camp and you know where everybody is and where they're going to be in 3 weeks, why are you doing it? If people don't have a chance to play themselves up or down, then what are you doing? And if you're established, you know, I guarantee you that there are folks in the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles who got drafted or were brought in as free agents who are curious about where their place with the Eagles is. But you also have to understand that if you got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles into the Super Bowl champions, it's different than if you were drafted by the Cleveland Browns. Different mindsets, different resource pools, different levels of standard and success. So we'll talk about depth charts today. We'll talk about retired jersey numbers. Because there's some questions in this space, and we're going to get into that. I do want to say this, that a shout out to the partners at Lincoln Airport. because as they announced that Breeze Airline is now offering flights direct from Lincoln to Orlando. And I wanted to plant a seed because, you know, Bach goes, yay, we can go to Orlando. And then he goes, we should rename Orlando to Disney. Just go straight Disney. The Orlando Magic may have issue. The Valkyrie, they have some teams there that would not want to be the Disney Magic. Well, maybe they would.
That sounds pretty good.
Actually, now that you think about it, yeah, the Disney Magic, that jersey would sell. That jersey would sell. It would change the mascot, but it would also sell. But start to think about it, that there were several bowl games in Orlando over the course of years, over the course of time. Bach, are you familiar with the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I am, only because of the mascot. I don't know if you've seen over the last couple of years, the mascot gets somewhat sacrificed, I would say. he goes through like this giant giant toaster, and he comes out the other side and they eat him at the end.
Right.
Obviously, it's not the same mascot going in as the Pop-Tart coming out, but it's quite a production.
Right. And so and most bowls have like conference tie-ins, right? But the history of this thing, that the bowl was founded in 1990 by Raycom Sports, was originally played at Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami, and was formed as the Sunshine Football Classic. It then successfully went by the Blockbuster Bowl, CarQuest Bowl, the Micron PC Bowl. Often the bowl was played three times as the Tangerine Bowl. The Tangerine Bowl. The Champion Sports Bowl, the Russell Athletic Bowl, which means there's some terrible swag being given out.
Not a big fan of Russell.
There was some. Listen, my college, we got Russell, and it was not sexy. It was not. It was, look, man.
It was weird. It was like mid-2000s. Of course, everyone was going with Adidas and Nike, and Georgia Tech somehow came out to a deal with Russell, and I was like, Really?
Like the Redskins, there's a time where the Hogs all wore Russell high tops, right? And they and then they went to Champion high tops, like turf high tops. And I was just like, those things are brutal. They were boots, man. They were army boots. And these football players are trying to run in these Champion high top turf. They really were like boots, like boots. And you just go, okay. But a thing connected to me, and it made me, that there's another bowl in Orlando, and I wanted to go through. It's the Citrus Bowl. It's the Citrus Bowl. And the Citrus Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, have a tie to the Big Ten Football Conference. And as these flights begin in December, available December 7th, as a matter of fact, Bach, it strikes me that there is a relationship with the Big Ten and Orlando / the Citrus Bowl. Last year, on December 31st, the Big Ten sent number 21, Illinois, to the Citrus Bowl. 47,000 fans showed up to Orlando to watch Illinois and South Carolina. The previous year, 43,000 folks showed up to watch number 20, Iowa, in the Citrus Bowl. The previous year, 42,000 went to Orlando to see Purdue in the Citrus Bowl. 50,000 fans, January 1st, 2022, went to Orlando to see number 17, Iowa. COVID year, Northwestern, number 15, Northwestern. 2020, 60,000 fans traveled to Orlando to watch number 17, Michigan, and number 9, Alabama. The year prior to that, number 13, Penn State, 59,000 fans. What if I said that in 16. It was number 14, Michigan. 63,000 fans went to Orlando to watch Michigan and Florida. The previous year, number 25, Minnesota, drew 48,000 fans. The year prior to that, number 19, Wisconsin, drew 56,000. And then the two previous years, 2012, 2013, 61,000 fans traveled to Orlando to watch South Carolina take on number 20, Nebraska. In 2013, number 23, Nebraska. Back in Orlando, 59,700 fans for the number 23 Huskers.
That number next to the Huskers sounds nice.
Hey, ain't that pretty? Isn't that music? Isn't that music to your ears? That's music to your ears. And here's the thing. The universe works. So if by chance this December you have a need to fly to Orlando in December, late December, to watch the Huskers play football, it means things went okay.
Yeah.
We had a good year. Means they're in the top, probably in the top 25, right?
Yeah. I think that or the Pop-Tart Bowl. The Pop-Tart Bowl had pretty good names last
year. Right? That if this happens, some good things have happened. So shout out to Breeze Airline for coming through. Last year, but the Pop-Tart Bowl partners with the Big 12.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
They partner with the Big 12. The Citrus Bowl partners with the Big 10. So if it plays out, Husker fans start to think about it. If you would, it's possible that those direct flights to Orlando via Breeze Airline might come in handy if things go the way you want it to go. Interesting times, interesting stuff along the way. Bach, what do you think? Orlando in December.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think obviously at that point, you're reading off all those names that have gotten there before and where they were at that point in the season. They're, you know, anywhere from 13th to 20th. And that was before the college football playoff for some of those higher end teams. But you still kind of think, you know, if Nebraska is going to the Citrus Bowl, they're probably either the first or second team from the Big Ten out of the college football playoffs, which obviously would be a very successful year for Nebraska. So, I mean, if you told me right now, Nebraska is going to the Citrus Bowl, sign it on paper, and you know, take away all the what could be better, what could be worse, would I do it? I absolutely would, because that would mean a huge step in the right direction for Nebraska and would mean a lot of momentum going into next season.
Yeah, we're starting to dream, aren't we?
Mm.
Is that what's happening?
Well, all it takes is a direct flight to get us started thinking about our football team, right?
Like, I just, like, because you have to ask, like, why Orlando? Is Lincoln, are Huskers prone to Decembers in Orlando? Is that, I know that we went down to Orlando for the basketball program in the Invitational 3 years ago. They're not playing in that Invitational this year. It was the ESPN Disney Classic. Is that what that was?
I think so. That sounds
familiar. Right? Right? But they're not doing that this year. So, you know, a little different. Is that a thing? Bach, are you taking the family to Disney?
I might. I probably would take them. You know, I was really impressed with now Universal's down there too. I might do Universal. I liked Universal. I went to the Universal in L.A. and I've been to the Disney in L.A. I think I liked Universal better.
Yeah, no, it we're tourists. I mean, I kind of enjoy the idea of settling into the space. from the text line, Big Hoss says, I would like to see, we're talking about jerseys, I would like to see either for Michigan or Iowa for them to bring back the old mesh jerseys for the game. And we're talking jerseys, and I've been a big proponent to, I'm not sure that they can do midriff anymore. Is there anybody in college football that wears the midriff jerseys?
I think it's outlawed.
Why would you outlaw that?
I think just less to grab onto, I guess, which maybe a disadvantage for some if you're gonna have the whole team wear it.
See, now I need to know. It's a perceived advantage. This is what it says. The NCAA banned the practice of midriff jerseys after players like Ezekiel Elliott were seen tucking in their jerseys, leading to concerns it made it harder for defenders to tackle them cleanly. They also said that while not explicitly stated as the primary reason for the ban, NCAA explanation regarding illegal equipment issues focused on ensuring the jersey is worn correctly to avoid hazards. So sometimes the rib cage protectors, if the midriff jersey does not protect it, that would be a thing. Then they said, of course, the NCAA also prefers more uniform appearance for players, and the midriff jerseys disrupted that aesthetic. Boo! Boo! Why would... So we can blame Zeke Elliott for this?
I think pretty much, yeah.
Go figure! Go!
Which is fun. He's one of the guys that likes to show off his abs, and that was part of it. I was like the big guys that did it that were just showing off their belly.
Yeah, right! Like, let's not body shame the bigs. Let them celebrate themselves. Let them do it. No, but think about that. That really? Ohio State once again ruined it. That's terrible. I loved that about Nebraska. That was a part of the Nebraska charm for me.
Oh yeah,
right. That just to watch them, and then they would flap. Right, sometimes they would flap in the breeze. I think of Mike Rozier. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Taggy and company, but Rozier as late as Rozier. Scott Frost, Crouch in the meshies.
Certainly Grant Wistrom. It seemed like that was his right primary
kind of
look.
the idea. So would there be a way to just do longer mesh?
Well, they had the mesh jersey for the alternate a few years ago. It was just
hard.
Yeah, it just was, you know, it's, unless you're, you know, pretty close to it, you can't really tell.
I just, text on, let me know if I'm wrong here. I mean, Bach, a tradition, so whatever this year's version of the jersey is and whatever material they're using versus the same jersey, color combination, and a mesh, which one are you buying?
I'd probably buy the modern one, to be honest. So I know that's not, you know, the answer you're looking for, but I think,
no, I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer.
Well, the mesh one just does look, I think, you know, more dated in today's world.
Text line: if the traditional jerseys are side by side, and okay, probably case in point. Number 15. There's reason to wear this year's version of 15. Right?
Right.
But if you put that next to a Frazier mesh 15, which one sells? Which one sells?
I would assume the current one, because those are ones that are selling.
Well, the text line seems to feel like the mesh. Mm. The text line 9170 says, give me the mesh. Big Hoss says, mesh 100,000%. Pecan pie, cut off mesh for sure. Especially in the legacy versus current player, right? That even if it's a longer mesh, and it doesn't, I don't mean full, like whatever length the current jersey comes in, but if you did the mesh below the belt or to the belt, that those mesh jerseys with a hoodie under it or a long t-shirt under it, would pack the stadium. I guarantee you they would pack the stadium. Right? Take today's number seven, whoever it is, Ja'Cory Barnett, it could be Malcolm Hartzog, whatever. And number seven, Mesh. 98. See, pick a 43. Well, we know for bias reasons that a 43 Mesh jersey right now would go crazy. Like, we could sell the 43 jersey. As a matter of fact, we have one hung up, signed here in the building. The 98, right, as you said, the Grant Wistrom,
yeah,
the character, like the same era, right? That if we did the belt length mesh, that would be, right? Yeah, Adam says, okay, this is why we have your opinion. He goes, buying the jersey for myself to wear, I would pick the modern jersey all day, but I would much rather the players wear the message, right? It's just a thing that, for whatever reason, yeah, that does the current Zeke, that's hilarious, his will bear. He has a not so slim Zeke Elliott in a cutoff. Nice. They said the Minnesota game where they had 30 players out with COVID. Yeah, the Jason Peter in a mesh, but they said that was a fake mesh on the throwbacks. I don't think they can wear mesh. No, I mean, I think the idea, like, the, I think they, I don't know if they practice in mesh now. I don't know if they currently do that.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And I know that the, like, the green pullovers and the red pullovers for quarterbacks is a little different. They will use some of those to identify injured players and players that you simply can't touch. But I would be okay with it. I certainly would be okay with along the way. We want to talk about the jersey retirement and the jersey honoring. And we'll go through the ones that where they try not to issue the jersey number. But there's only 3 that have been officially retired. Then the question becomes what is and what should be. So I'm going to have Bach tell me if we had to. If you could say that there are 5 jersey numbers that represent Nebraska football, even if you don't put names on the back of the jersey, right? Just the numbers. Nebraska and the number. There's certain numbers that identify that across the country, they will identify them and they'll know who those Huskers are. That if aliens landed today in Lincoln and to explain to me your Husker football, what jersey numbers would you use? Because here's where we're going to get to. 1, the ones that are iconic, the ones that should be retired. And then if they have not been retired, which ones are next to be retired? What player, what jerseys have not been honored in a way that they should be considered next as elite and being retired? So we'll go through that over the course of the next 90 minutes here on 101. We'll go to break. We'll come right back to 93.7 The Ticket. Welcome back. One-on-one. We're talking about jerseys and Husker jerseys specifically. That there's different ranges to jersey type honor, how you honor the jerseys. And the jerseys to be honored, and then there are ones to be retired, and then there's the epic, iconic jerseys. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bach, but we land firmly on the belief that there are four iconic Husker jerseys. So if you wanted to, that you could not tell the story of Nebraska football without these four jerseys. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I'd even go to five, but yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you on the fifth. I just got to say that out loud.
I know. We have the same debate whenever we bring it up.
Right. That 2015, seven, the Heisman winners, mm-hmm. and then the high repetition championship caliber, right? And as I say that out loud, the 15 plays into why you could probably include the fifth. Because while not being a Heisman Trophy winner, I say because led the team to national championships, plural. So if we said the four, those four, 7, 15, 20, 30, right? That you those four jerseys have to be included in the history of Nebraska's status as a blue blood football program via its national champions. Now, some might say that, well, let's add 14. Some might say let's add 14, right? Because was Taggy's jersey not, was that not an epic, iconic run?
Oh, it was.
Right? That you cannot tell the story of Nebraska football without Jerry Taggy. Fair?
Fair.
Okay. Who are the players that you have to, let's go, I mean, the list. Like, Johnny is the list, right? Johnny. Crouch, because of the Heisman year. Mm-hmm. Rozier, because of the Heisman year. If we say 15, there's a couple, right? Then who's your fifth? Because you said there's a fifth jersey. There's a fifth player that you cannot tell the story of Nebraska football without bringing up this player. Nebraska's greatness defined in this player. Who would the player be?
I would say the 93 for Ndamukong Suh. I would go with the three Heisman Trophy winners and the two two that Husker fans feel the most got robbed of the Heisman Trophy in Tommy Frazier and Ndamukong Suh. And I think the bite back on Jerry Taggy might be that he was, you know, second team All-American or kind of in that stratosphere rather than, you know,
who was the quarterback ahead of Jerry Taggy?
I can look it up.
Right. Well, yeah. That's literally my point, is that we don't have the – that didn't make sense to me because Jerry Taggy was the most important quarterback in college football that year. Those 2 years, as a matter of fact. 1 year he had to compete, right? That they said in 70 he competed, he split time. And then in 71 he was the guy. So I think that's a fair thing to say about it.
So Pat Sullivan was AP number one. Well, just about everybody at number one, first team that year for Auburn.
Bach, who had a better year, Pat Sullivan or Jerry Taggy?
Well, that's where you get your arguments. I mean, Pat Sullivan won the Heisman.
There's no wrong. Yeah. Right, there's no right or wrong. Right.
Well, to be fair with all these different organizations handing these things out, right? is that different publications went with Chuck Ely from Toledo, Jack Mildren at number two. The AP did have Jerry Tagge at number two. But again, throw all those out the window when you
want to. Jack Mildren, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old enough to remember that era. I can tell you, Jack Mildren actually made sense if you were having that discussion more than Pat Sullivan and Auburn. Styles of play and exposure to it, being in the South, that there was some South bias. There's some Southeast Conference bias. That was the whole point. Was that, I mean, same could be said for Steve Spurrier. I mean, there are quarterbacks who got credit because the South wanted these awards. They wanted the Heisman, right? The Midwest wasn't, it just didn't have the full number of voters and media people with enough jack to sway the national crowd. But, woof. Like, if you said to me that in those years, that's what it is. Okay, so let's, for the sake of argument, include 93 as the fifth number. What's the next number that you cannot tell the story? Because based on that argument, Rich Glover 79 has to be next.
Right.
He and Jacobson, right? Didn't Jacobson also wear that number?
I think they played on the same line, so I don't think they did.
But I don't know. There's another 79 in the space, but to tell me that in the greatest game the Nebraska's ever played in, that the player, there's a player that made the biggest plays and the player that made the most plays, but Rich Glover is in the conversation. So do you consider his number? Can you tell the story of Nebraska football without Rich Glover?
I think you would put him up there. I mean, he's clearly one of the best of all. And I think a lot of this has to do, again, I think it's hard to do this without winning in a major award. And so I think it's possible.
Okay. Who else? Who's next? Who do you have to talk about in telling the story of Nebraska football? Again, to somebody that doesn't know Nebraska football, and you're just explaining what's a Husker. What is a Husker football player? Give me the best and greatest of Nebraska football. That is Brooke Behringer in the conversation?
There's definitely a story to be told, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know if you have to necessarily win a major, you know, the awards there. But that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
What about Lawrence Phillips?
Also a tough one. I mean, you look at number one in the Husker. I mean, you know who we're talking about. You see the Husker number one. You know who you're thinking of.
Right. I mean, but this is why we're having the conversation.
Yeah.
That if you tell me that if you're going to retire jerseys or have the jerseys be emblematic of what Husker football is about, what Nebraska football is about, to tell the story, right? Remington, there's several people that say Remington.
Yeah.
Remington in the conversation. So number 50, right?
He would be in. Yeah, I think so. I hate to say it. Number 34.
Well, but right? But this is why we're having the conversation, because sometimes then the politics gets into it. But if we're talking about just football, right? Just what you did on the field. It's kind of the Pete Rose argument for the Hall of Fame. That's for the people who say that Pete Rose should have always been in the Hall of Fame. It shouldn't be about the politics or the things away from the field. It's about achievement on the field. So if it's just about achievement on the field, what they did as Husker football players, Lawrence Phillips, the number one is the number one. Like I'm not sure that it's not in the top four or in the top five. I think it's in the top five. More people outside of the market, I can tell you, would recognize the one more than they would the 93, but okay. But makes sense. They'd have to think about the number seven. They'd eventually get it, but folks in the state would certainly go, okay, number seven, number 15. Okay, that makes sense. 20, it makes all the sense in the world. But 27, I'm not sure, is 27 Sam Fultz or is that Irving Fryer? Now, collectively, they give you reason to retire 27. But one is the greatest receiver in Nebraska history. The greatest Husker at his position ever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the same said for Sam Fultz?
No, but he's more in the kind of the Brooke Behringer category.
Again, why we're having the conversation, right? Just through all of this, that if you were going to, like, if I'm, let's say here at across the street, I'm going to open a Husker jersey store. And I'm just going, because I want when Husker fans come to Memorial Stadium, I want them to stop by this store. And on the walls above the jersey, the racks of jerseys, I'm going to have anywhere between 5 and 15 iconic Nebraska football jerseys. And those numbers matter, right? So we're trying to figure out, right, do you have the jerseys without the names? Is that the right way to do it? Do you have the jerseys and the names, right? Because if you have 27, do you put, again, you're going to have 127 up there. What 27 goes up there? Or you could have both. Listening to it, right? Pecan Pie says 98 over 93.
Have a strong argument.
Right? That if, so it's, Bach, help me walk through the, like, we're creating the Hall of Husker greats. The Hall of Husker football greats. And one is up there. Seven's up there, right? We still haven't decided whether we're going to put names on them or not, right? But it'll say Nebraska, one. Nebraska, seven. Nebraska, 15. Nebraska, 20. Gives me four. Nebraska, 27. Don't know if we're going to put the name on it, but it makes sense. 18 could be up there. Most Husker fans, is that a fair statement? Not all, but most Husker fans would identify 18 pretty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Eric says it's just a little complicated, TP. That's why we're having the conversation. I'm just trying to make. I'm using this as a master's class, as a history class in Husker football. To help me identify what resonates and what means the most to Husker fans. I can't speak for you. I'm asking y'all to tell me. Educate me. I want to know. Educate me. What numbers are the ones? And do, as Husker fans, do you want the names on the jersey or not? Because, Bach, if you look around this studio, right, and look at the walls here. So there's three walls that we could put jerseys on. And if I'm just putting names, if I'm just putting numbers, which is fine. That could be the ideal thing. But if as folks were walking by the window and staring in, does the one jersey need to be up? And two, is the name on it? The 27 jersey. Does the number make the list, and does the name need to be on it?
It's just tough. I think some of those numbers, too, are more, like, identifiable with position players. But is that fair to Bob Brown and Dean Steinkuhler and Dave Remington and Dominic Raiola and Aaron Taylor? And
the pipeline would get it. The pipeline and defensive fronts may get their own wall.
They almost have to.
Right. Like, I mean, but that's literally why I wanted to have the discussion. Because there is no, first of all.
Will Shields, don't want to leave him out, sorry.
Right. Right? Is that what we're doing? So, Bach, I'm going to ask for the Bach Hall of Fame. You prepared?
I'm not completely, but I can be.
Yes, sir. We'll go to Breakmore 101 when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There are great Mexican restaurants all over town, but there is one that is especially worth the drive from any part of town. Tacos Los Hermanos at 70th and Havelock. Cool off this summer with a delicious horchata or other special drinks and grab one of their famous taco boxes for a group of friends.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big House says, maybe do initials of players when you have multiple players with the same number. I asked Bach to come up with his so if we could give Bach 10 jerseys for the Bach man cave, 10 Husker jerseys for your own cave. This is a celebration of your Husker fandom. And when you walk into it, it makes you smile. Bach, here we go. Give me the list.
Yeah, I think I would again go with the guys that I believe have a pretty strong argument for Heisman, if not having won it.
Okay.
So I think Tommy Frazier and Dominic Tsu have pretty good arguments.
Okay.
I'd go with the three Heisman Trophy winners: Eric Crouch, Johnny Rogers, and Mike Rozier.
That's five.
I think Grant Westrom does deserve to be among the group.
Six.
Now I'm worried about who I'm running out of, because that's already just the names that I've got here.
Right.
Dave Remington.
Seven.
And then you just got to have to make all these cuts that they're going to make people mad for.
You got three more, and it's your wall, bro. You are not wrong. It's your wall.
Yeah. Boy, from there, I am closer to the major award winning kind of level that they set there to get your name underneath there. So underneath the big screens, that's kind of where I would operate. Mm-hmm. I'm also understanding of the time, right? Bobby Reynolds and Sam Francis might have an argument, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You're not. It's your wall.
Yeah.
You got three more.
Well, yeah. I just remind people, but Bobby Reynolds averages like 150 yards a game and played in 9 games. It was incredible.
So the 12 jersey goes up.
No, I wouldn't put it up. Sorry. Sam Francis was the number one pick.
Okay.
The NFL draft is still not going up. So, yeah, I mean, that's what you're kind of talking about. From there, boy, that's tough. I can't overlook. This is why you told me to be ready, because this is where the hard part. I'll get the 79 up there.
Okay, Glover, represent it.
What am I at, 8?
Yep. 2 more.
I think Steinkuhler.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong, right? You can't. Steinkuhler gives you 9. You got one more.
I'm giving a lot of love to the offensive line.
The running backs have space. You have one receiver.
Yeah.
No, you don't have any receivers.
No.
You don't have any receivers.
Yeah, it's Nebraska. There's really only one in the conversation.
Kenny Bell entered the chat. Kenny Bell entered the chat.
I don't know if Kenny Bell love Kenny Bell. I don't know if he's a top 10 Husker of all time.
I don't, you know. Like, there's a lineup of people. There are a lineup of a really great Huskers standing out the window box staring at you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Wondering who is the last choice.
The last one's the big one. The last one's a big one.
Like you said, I mean, if I leave Jerry Taggy off this, that's not.
I don't. You're not wrong. It's the.
There's so many names.
Lawrence it's the Phillips ones that bring you happiness, man.
Yeah. Well, if it was my 10 favorite players, it'd be a whole bunch of role players that wouldn't be in this conversation either.
But I think that might be. How about okay? Roll through your 10 favorite players. We have 90 seconds.
Favorite players would
your
probably
top 10.
Yeah, Willie Amos would be one.
Okay.
Sheldon Jackson.
2.
Ralph Brown.
3.
Stuart Bradley.
4.
Nate Swift.
5.
I don't think other guys I really liked when I was a kid.
Huh? You got 5 more. That's funny.
From there, I mean, I don't know how many favorite players I had as a kid, and it's tough to have favorite players once you get old enough. But those are kind of my favorite.
That's a good list. Yeah. You got five. Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad. All right, we'll throw the break. Hour two, Frosty Anderson, Bach. Bill and Ben is like, Frosty Anderson, say it.
There you go.
It's good stuff. Hour number two coming up here on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.